CKDR, today's hits, yesterday's favorites. I'm Richard McCarthy. My guest this morning is with Dryden Rotary, Roger Gould. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, Richard, and good morning, Dryden.
Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day coming up in Dryden in just a few days.
Yes, we definitely have our annual Hazardous Waste Day. It's starting Saturday, September the 19th, and it starts at 8:30 in the morning and goes till 4 o'clock.
All right, before we get to the specifics about the day, take us back. Last year, how successful was it?
Last year actually was phenomenal as far as the amount of people that were bringing through all their household hazardous waste. We had close to 400 vehicles show up, and as far as the amount of product that we had brought in to get rid of, some amazing numbers that we had. There was almost 6,000 kilograms of paint and supplies on that. Aerosols, there was 414 kilograms. Light bulbs, we had people bringing in different styles of CFC light bulbs. There was 409 kilograms brought into that. We got fertilizer, pesticides. I know in the past years I've told people about even jars of mercury. We even had some last year come in. It's really cool because people are cleaning out their homes, especially with COVID. They've had the time to be at home and do their main cleaning. People have been saving everything because I've had a lot of people call me and say, hey, when is Hazardous Waste Day? So we're expecting to see some good numbers Saturday.
It's all about proper disposal. Tell us about what is going to happen on Saturday. How are things going to go ahead for the day?
With COVID, we've got all of our protections and our PPEs all set up for all the Rotarians and the City of Dryden employees, and we also work with Miller Environmental. When the vehicles show up at Public Works, each resident will not get out of their vehicle. They just stay right in their vehicle, and they follow a route right into the Public Works garage. We have all the Rotarians that do the emptying of the vehicles, and then that individual drives right out the other way. Like I say, there's no touch. All we're doing is we're picking up all their hazardous goods. As far as the Rotary Club, what we do is we do keep the batteries, the car batteries, the snow machine, the ATVs, tractor batteries. We keep those, and then they're actually sent into one of the battery suppliers, and there's a check that usually comes back about 2 weeks later to Rotary Club for usually anywhere from $1,500 to $2,000. So if you do have any kind of batteries, please bring them in because we could use it, and whatever funds that the Rotary Club makes off of that, we just turn it right back over to the community and whatever we're promoting that time.
Fantastic. One day only, Saturday, September the 19th, 8:30 until 4. My guest this morning, Roger Gould, with the Dryden Rotary Club, proudly supporting this project through the City of Dryden. Anything else, Roger?
No, we just like to thank all the residents for all the effort that they're doing and making sure that they're not putting all of their hazardous waste into our landfill site. And that's the whole purpose of this. We're stopping that from going into landfills. It's being taken care of by Miller Environmental. It's sent off to different facilities for proper treatment and disposal or repurposed. So this is something that we're very proud to do to help the environment and help our city maintain our landfill site.
Roger Gould with the Dryden Rotary Club. Roger, thanks for doing what you're doing.
Thank you very much, Richard, and we look forward to seeing everyone Saturday.